الله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين، سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفدا، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال سبحانه وتعالى في محكم كتابه المجيد: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. Please recite aloud salawat. In the beginning, we present the condolence from each one of you to the Imam of our time, to the son of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu was salam, to the one for whom we say, Aina talibu bidamil maktul bi Karbala, the one whose slogan is Ya Litharat al Hussein, the one who will inform the humanity that Inna Jaddi al Hussein laqataluhu adshana, I am the son of the one who was killed thirsty in the desert of Karbala. We are presenting our condolence to the Imam of our time, and we are telling the Imam that, O Imam, on the day of Karbala, on 61 of Hijrah, in the desert of Karbala, the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was calling the people and telling the people, Hal min dabbin an harmi Rasulillah, but there was no one to reply the call of the Imam and the Wali of their time. But Alhamdulillah, the lovers of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, in this world right now, millions of people are going towards the grave and the shrine of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and millions of other people whose hearts are there in Karbala, but they are standing in different places of the world, and all of them and all of their slogans is the same slogan, and they are saying together, put your hand in together and say like this, Labbaik Ya Hussein!
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 You know, today is the 40th of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. 40 in the Islamic history is known as the day of perfection. The sacrifice and the martyrdom of Imam Hussain alayhi salam could not be completed without these 40 days where the sacrifice, hardships and strife that was done by the family of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, by Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu was salam. And due to that sacrifice, still the name of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, the message of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, doctrine of Imam Hussain alayhi salam is still alive. That's why Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha, in front of this tyrant Yazid, he clearly told at that time that kit qaidak, whatever you want to do, do it. Whatever plot you have, plan it. But remember, la tamhu zikrana, you will not able to make the hearts of the lovers of Ahl Bayt alayhim salam free from the love of Ahl Bayt alayhim salam. Definitely is there the forecast that Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha has did in the 61st of Hijrah in front of Yazid and Ibn Ziyad. Alhamdulillah, presence of all of you right now in Toronto and saying Labbaik Ya Hussein and calling Imam Hussain alayhi salam with your tongue and keeping on Imam Hussain alayhi salam is saying that Alhamdulillah, the forecast of Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayhi is there. And one of the Persian poet has said that Karbala dar Karbala me maand gar Zainab naboo, that if the struggle of Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayhi was not there,
we will never see the name of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The struggle of Karbala is never there. But alhamdulillah, with the sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we are here and we are telling to us, to our relatives, to our family members, we are teaching our kids that you are the followers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Your role models is Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Our youth, they have to remember that their role models as Ali Akbar alayhi salatu was salam. Our daughters has to remember that Hazrat Sakina Salamullah alayha is their role model. Our sisters has to remember that Hazrat Zainab Salamullah alayha is their role model. Now come and understand one of the messages that we can learn specifically from the day of Arba'een. There is a specific ziyarah that is highly recommended that we should recite on the day of Arba'een. In that specific ziyarah, we tell and we call Imam Hussein alayhi salam is like this: وَبَذَلَ مُحْجَتَهُ فِيكَ لِيَسْتَنْقِذَ عِبَادَكَ مِنَ الْجَهَالَةِ وَحَيْرَةِ الظَّلَالَةِ. O Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you are the one who sacrifices his life, who spills his blood. For what? In the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فِيكَ. But for what was the purpose for that? لِيَسْتَنْقِذَ عِبَادَكَ. To save the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from two important things. One is the jahala, ignorance, and the second is the state of confusion that the humanity is. And that state of confusion and that state of ignorance was not only in 61 of Hijrah. It is still there. Humanity is still heading in the wrong direction. People still need an enlightenment, a lighthouse. People still need a role model. We need a paragon of nobility which stand against that type of Pharaonism that is there right now, the humanism that is there, the materialism that is there, the hypocrisy that we are seeing. At that time, the hypocrisy was in the form of Yazid and Bani Umayyah. But today also we can see that there are people who are standing against the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, against the message of awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the name of these slogans which are hypocritic slogans. And we have to understand that in the name of democracy, they are killing the rights of the people. In the name of freedom, they are trying to perform so many atrocities on the human being. And we have to understand that. And if we are the true followers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we have to actualize the teachings of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in today's days. We have to understand that what is the ignorance of today. We have to understand that what is the deviation of today. And once we understand that, once we look at Imam Hussein as the paragon of the nobility, then we can able to find our way in this darkness that the humanity is right now, in the state of confusion and the state of chaos that is there right now. At the end, inshallah, I will just recite some of the statement of the Mafaid in front of you, and definitely this is very important, this emotional and sentimental connection that we have with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And we hope that inshallah today every step that you take for the sake of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, every time when you say Ya Hussein from your tongue, every tear which is spilled from your eyes, every time when you beat your chest by saying Ya Hussein alayhi salam, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it and make you one step closer towards the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And inshallah all of us learn the nobility from this paragon of the nobility, so that we can understand that how we can live in this world like on the path of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, so that we can say that we are the followers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and all the humanity they can understand that you are the ambassador of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And if they want to get the success in this world and hereafter, there is only one path, and that path is the path of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Amiri Husseino wa ni'mal amir. My master, my lord, the one from whom I am getting the instruction is only Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Nobody other than that Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I am getting my message. I want to learn my individual life. I want to spend my communal life and political life through the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. No other than that. Come to the I will just recite some of the statement from Ziyaratul Nahiya, where the son of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is crying on his grandfather like this: ولا بقين عليك صباحا ومساء. Oh my God, Father, I'm crying on you day and night. You know, I'm saying that I didn't get the opportunity that I was there in Karbala. All of us are saying to Imam Hussain alayhi salam, oh Imam, we didn't get the opportunity that we were there in Karbala. Otherwise, nafsi li nafsikal fida. Oh my Imam, we make our body shield in front of you and we will not allow the arrow come towards your body. We will put our daughters and sons in front of Hazrat Ali Azhar alayhi salam and Hazrat Sakina salamu alayhi, and we did not allow to do that. But unfortunately, we could not able to present in Karbala. But what I can do at least is that وَلَا بَقِيَنَّ عَلَيْكَ صَبَاحًا وَمَسَاءً. And then my mom said وَلَا بَقِيَنَّ عَلَيْكَ بَدَلَ الدُّمُوعِ دَمًا. I'm not just shedding the tears. The thing that is coming out from my eyes is the blood of my heart that is coming. The valley of my time is brutally killed on the face of Karbala. The family of Imam Hussain alayhi salam got prison. Alhamdulillah, my sisters and daughters are there. We are saying to us, Zainab salamu alayha, that at that day we were not there, that we are alive. We know your message and we will not let the message of Imam Hussain die ever. Wherever we are, we will say Labbaik Ya Zainab. We understand the message of Hazrat Zainab salamu alayha and we cry on the message of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. This is the day when the first Zayir of Imam Hussain alayhi salam got the opportunity to visit the shrine of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. In the narration it is mentioned when Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari reached near the grave of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, he asked Adiyya Yawfi to put his hand on the grave of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Adiyya put the hand of Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari on the grave of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. As soon as he touched the grave of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, it is mentioned in the riwaya that he became unconscious. Adiyya make him awake again. He said three times, Ya Hussain! Ya Hussain! Ya Hussain! And then he said, Habibun, La Yujibu Habibi, why your beloved is not replying to my salam? Oh my Imam, here hundreds of people right now in the street of Toronto is saying salam to you. Let's together, all of us together, say the salam to the Imam Hussain, and we are hopeful that inshallah we will listen to the reply of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. السلام على الحسين. All together, inshallah, I listen to the sound of each one of you, inshallah. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. May Allah accept from you, inshallah. Recite the love salawat.